Cannon.
That bubble hanging out in this bitch.
Cannon.
Dumb cannon out in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
Dodge a jerk, be a me click.
The cannon.
Message. No one is called, but my homies and some bill collectors. Say your love, bring somebody wants to borrow money. I two-way her, she don't hit me back, something is funny. So I called her mother's house and asked her, had she seen my baby? Roll my six around, looking for that missing lady. Got back in, turned the TV on and caught the news. Then I put my hand on my head, caught some soap and and then I turned the TV down, cause I thought I heard a squeaky sound. Something's going on upstairs, yeah, cause I know nobody else lives here. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear, screaming out, you're contagious, touch me baby, give me what you got. Then a man said, sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. All I heard was my baby's voice. I ran downstairs, looked in the closet, looking for that. Said a prayer, cause only God knows what I'm gonna do. What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall, contemplating, not in my own damn house. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear.
What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home?
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your case.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some. How did I get into this? Should have never came home with this.
You low-down dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But baby, wait.
But wait, now, hit the street, you're...
Now, Mr. Biggs, before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move, this cat looks real familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago?
No, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, I feel I know you, brother, very well.
No, no, you mistaken me for somebody else.
Right, yeah.
Can't you see two men are talking?
But I
told you to get to walking. Now I think y'all better leave this place, cause I'm about to catch a train. You're contagious.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Big Mac and Friends Show. I had to play a tribute to Mr. Ronald Isley himself for that damn versus battle that they did, because when I tell you, that old motherfucker at 79 got these women right here dropping panties. But welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Back and Friends Show. We're going to talk about Mr. Isley in the morning, but y'all know I got to tell y'all, we got to get our day started. So let's go ahead and get this show started the right way, how we know how to do it, when we know how to do it, what we know how to do. So go ahead and get comfortable with your old lady, get sexy, pull up real nice, pour you a nice strong drink tonight. Because it's fucking hump day. It's Wednesday. If you ain't had no ass, let the drink be your ass while you grab a little titty and some ass while you sitting next to your old lady tonight. If you with a man and y'all two men, then I don't know what to tell you because I ain't got no explanation for that. Because that ain't what I do. Not hating, not trying to be mad at nobody. But I just want everybody to be real comfortable. Get sexy. Enjoy yourself. Because we got a lot to talk about. We have been gone for an entire week. We took some time off. We had to get our lives together. We had spring break going on. We got business changing, COVID pauses ending. So a whole lot of stuff going on. So y'all know I got to get y'all ready. But let's go ahead and get naked. Get naked. If y'all got clothes on tonight, we going old school. Take all that shit off today. The only thing I want you to have on is some ankle socks. If you want to wear something tonight, wear some ankle socks. Why? And some of y'all niggas' feet be a little dusty and crusty, and so we don't want y'all to beat up these ladies tonight while they make y'all feel a little bit special, all right? Now, back to this Mr. Ronald Isley thing, because I do want to address Mr. Isley. Ron, I love you, bro. But when you was making this verses, I know what you was trying to do. You was trying to get all the grandmas so that way you can use their mom, you can use their daughters as side pieces, you know, the moms. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, well, it was some chicks, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, talking about they couldn't wait to see Mr. Ronald Isley in person. I guarantee you, if that man got a social media handle, he probably had 75,000 DMs just while the verses was going on. But between that and overnight, I know that number probably jumped to a million because y'all hoes nasty, right? But let me talk about something that I don't know if y'all watched the verses. I did. But listen, let me tell you. Your boy Steve Harvey got up there and he was trying to be an element of Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he was warped because the way this man ran his mouth, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a hater of Steve Harvey. I'm not one of those people who don't like any of his jokes or don't like anything that he does. I don't. But, man, every time he talked, I looked at my computer and I looked at my tablet, and I'm just looking at this man. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Not a little bit shut up. Shut the entire fuck up. Like, don't know English no more. Don't like people no more. Just shut the entire fuck up. Close the front door. Leave that nigga sitting outside somewhere. And Steve Harvey just does way too much talking for no reason. Nigga, you got a morning show for that. Go talk on that bitch. Let the elements of Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers do their thing. Because, bro, you can't sing. So we didn't really need you. You could have been a host from across the street. We didn't need all that. All right? But what I loved about that verse is, though, and I love about when they do some of the older artist verses is that, you know, it's a tribute to history. It's a tribute to music, man. You get to go down a beautiful, wonderful journey of just music, listening to quality, wonderful, great music. Earth, Wind & Fire said they have been a group for 50 years, and they have made over 45. Like, I want you to think about that. We call people legends today. And they got an album and a half that probably went wood. Like, it didn't go certified gold or platinum. It went wood. It went 1K on social media, on YouTube or something like that. And we give these people titles of legends. Do you know how hard it is to make 45 albums? That's 45 different types of songs that came from 45 albums worth of different types of songs that just came from one group, one band, one sound. So I don't take anything from any generation, and that's actually funny because that's actually what I wanted to talk about next is, you know, a lot of people get mad when us older people talk about our music. And it's because, you know, we have a generation of music, but I need older people also to get on this band of understanding that Our people push envelopes. Look at the foolishness that Bootsy Collins and you know, I mean, you can go from Bootsy to, you know, what the Temptations was trying to do it at their day, and we can fast forward all the way to James Brown, and we look at groups like Public Enemy and KRS-One, and then we look at things how Busta Rhymes and Ludacris and different people push the envelope, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, like. The envelope is always going to get pushed. Like, there's no one perfect group, no one perfect song, no one perfect genre. Everybody is allowed to have their own personal favorite for what they like and what they don't like, but we got to start being a little bit more accepting of everybody's music. I mean, Like, my thing was, I never really got mad at this generation. I only got mad at stuff like when, you know, you got people like Jacquees trying to remake classics. Like, nigga, no, make your own song. Like, that's the biggest issue that I have with music today. I'm not against anything that they do, but I just want to hear some originality. Like I wanna see somebody go in there and take music. Yeah, I don't mind sampling because everybody samples, but write a song, write a melody, write a hook, write something. Even if there's by damn accident and it be great, but God dang boy, y'all niggas is the most copy. Like this whole generation. Like I don't tell me. Somebody go on Facebook, inbox me, go on one of the pages and tell me something that has come out 100% its original work in music. Like, they wrote the song, they wrote whatever, and completely had no samples. Like, somebody find me a song that 100% has no samples. They just wrote the song and did their thing. Because I want to know. I don't know of a song that I can think of in probably about the last almost 50, 60 years that was completely almost 100% original. Because even just listening to the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, Devotion actually inspired the Isley Brothers' biggest hit of all time. So if you didn't watch the verses, you kind of missed that little nugget that was dropped. I'm not going to give you what the other song was, but go look it up. That song, actually, Devotion, inspired an Isley Brothers song. So, and it was just a lot of good fun, a lot of good entertainment, man. But listen, let me do some promotional stuff here. Listen, guys, make sure you go to Blog Talk Radio and complete a profile so I get credit for you guys listening. I mean, I know you guys listen through Spotify. I know you guys listen through the links that I post and things of that nature. But also make sure that you go and create a profile and go into Blog Talk Radio and follow the show. Because if you go in there, you can go in the chat room. You can chat. You can follow us. Absolutely live. Also, if you go in there, you will be able to interact with us. And, you know, and talk to us and share pictures and tell us what y'all got going on, what y'all see, what y'all believe, what y'all know, what's good. All right? And then if you want to call the show, always call the show at 563-999-3090. This is a live call-in show, so your opinion matters. We want to know what you guys got to say. We want to know what you guys got to talk about. Tonight, we will not be doing a raffle on the show tonight because we had nobody enter for the raffle tonight. The last two shows that we did, we had Clayton was a winner. And then we had a guy named DJ who called into the show and he was a winner. So make sure that if you are following DJ's roundtable, go look at DJ's roundtable. The rules for the raffle is out there. If you don't know how to get to DJ's roundtable, you can go on my page. It is out there. The information is out there. So basically what you have to do is the day of the show or the week of the show, go ahead and enter the raffle. So, like, say, for instance, we don't have a Wednesday show this week, but we have a Sunday show. So you can enter the raffle. So basically after the end of this show until Sunday at 8 o'clock, you can enter the raffle. And then we will announce the winner, and then you can call in live and listen to it. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to we're going to have B on the other side of this horn, so we'll be right back.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond and the bottom rose gold.
Yo. We about to start an epidemic with this one. Y'all know what this is.
Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If you could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If you could call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white gold, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day, like Jay changed clothes. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee on South Beach, in my wife B. BB a stud, you can tell when they cut it.
You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, you grill
gleaming. I stay low from the chief end. I got a grill, I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later some drops, jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say,
smile for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
Come on. Let me see your grill.
If I take a deep breath, my teeth gleaming like I'm chewing on aluminum foil. Smile showing all my diamonds, sipping on some potent oil. I put my money where my mouth is and bought a grill. 20 cash, 30 stacks, they'll know I'm so for real. My motivation is some 30 pointers, BVS in front of gym. My mouthpiece simply symbolizes success.
Right.
I got the wristwear and neckwear that's captivating. But it's my smile that got these on like a spectating. My mouthpiece simply certified a total package. Open up my mouth and you see more cash than a salad. My teeth are mind-blowing, giving everybody chills. Call me George Foreman, cause I'm selling everybody grills. What you looking at?
Let me see your grill.
Let you see my what?
Your grill.
Rob the jewelry store and tell her make me a grill.
She said, hey. Smile for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
I wanna see your grill.
You wanna see my what?
Your grill.
Had a whole top diamond in the bottom.
Got them yellows, got them purples, got them reds.
Hey.
Life gon' hit it, make you woozy in your head.
Hey.
You can catch me in my two short drop. Mouth got colors like a fruit.
Yeah. It's what it do in the loo. Ice grill, cut your grandma where the hustles move bricks. And the gangsters bang hammers where I got them. You can spot them on the top and the bottom. Got a bill in my mouth like I'm Hillary Rodham.
I ain't dissing nobody, but let's bring it to the light. Gil was the first with my mouth bright white.
One yellow like fabulous chain, and the other set of stain got my name in the mold.
And a whole top diamond in the bottom rose gold.
Big Bappin' Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
All right, y'all. Y'all know we couldn't do nothing without letting that play real nice and yummy. Because if y'all don't know, we tell them smile for them, daddy. We want to see those grills. All right, y'all. But let's get into one of my favorite segments, and this is Black History is World History. This month we are doing, for Black History is World History, that art. We're doing April is Black Art Month. So we're going to be discussing all things art, all things that transcend art, and all things that make up art. All right? So real quick, we want to talk about the Black Art Movement that started in 1965. The poet Amiri Bakara Leroy Jones established the Black Art Repertoire Theater in Harlem. In Harlem, New York, as a place for artistic expression. The artists associated with the movement included Andre Lloyd, James Baldwin, Gil Scott Heron, and Thelonious Monk. The one thing I love about New York, and often I don't like New York, but the one thing that I do love about New York is the amount of effort, energy, and love that they put into art, culture, expression, especially Harlem. Like if you don't meet a New Yorker and they don't give you just passion for art, fashion, dress, music, if you don't get that, I'm sorry, I don't even feel like they're a New Yorker. Matter of fact, let me bring my boy D on here and ask him how he feel about that, too, because a lot of people think I be playing when I tell people, like, New Yorkers go hard when it comes to cultural art expression, D. Like, your roots is New York. Tell people how it was when you were growing up in New York with that cultural art expression.
Cultural, first off, when you say you don't like New York, man, that's no sense, bro. Don't say you love it and hate it in the same breath, bro.
Because
that's,
I do.
That's what.
Because I do, bro. I've been to New York, man, and I love New York because I love the vibe that you get with New York, but at the same time, like, New Yorkers sometimes make you want to have to hit them in the face with a baseball bat.
All right, now, your question. I don't know, because when you're living around it, you don't notice it until you leave. And then, you know what I mean, like, you, when you start going to other places, when you start noticing a New York-type feel or flair in certain things. But now that everything's been changed, everything, like, New York's been, like, those areas where those Renaissance people were, all those areas now is all gentrified, and it's taken away that mystique.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a tourist in my own city, so I don't do all that. But, you know what I mean? It's just that feeling when I get home, I'm like, yeah, I'm home. You know what I'm saying? That's like when you go to North Carolina, you be like, ah. You know what I'm saying? So once you cross over into the next state line, you're like, ah, I feel it. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. It's like, it's just something, you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, certain things you feel, but, you know, when you get that feel, it's that, when you cross over into, like, to the city, or, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm traveling, I see little stuff, like, oh, shoot, you know what I mean? You could tell the person from New York came down here and started this kind of business.
Right?
So, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, a person from, like, North Carolina, you'd be like, oh, you see a barbecue spot, you're like, I don't know, man. So you go in there, and you're like, all right, they up the park. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Maybe somebody grandmama taught them how to do this. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Hello?
All right, I'm back. I had to mute myself. I was over here choking over here on the death. B, all right, I'm about to mute you. Listen, I'm going to mute you because I got to read this completely before you give your response. This is from the production manager's corner, so I'm going to read this all the way out, and then you can respond accordingly after we get done.
All right.
Because I know you're going to have a strong opinion, so I want to read this because I don't want nobody to say this is me. This was a post that was out there. It was shared. A lot of people saw it, but me and Dwayne are going to talk about this for about the next. We probably won't get more than 30 seconds in on this topic because the way it's going to cuss, this is going to be ignorant, this is going to be disrespectful, so go. So post starts off, the guy's name is Gerald. I don't know who the hell he's talking to. I really don't care, but this is how the post goes. Starts off 100, you good. Then it comes back, yes, you. And then Gerald goes into writing a soliloquy that I am about to read. It says, I'm straight, man. OFC. I'm not gay to want sex from my favorite NBA player, by the way. A lot of y'all ain't going to understand where I'm coming from, but there are plenty of times where I wanted sex from LeBron. Look at that nigga, 6'8", 250. Who wouldn't? It's not gay. If anything, it's showing respect to my king in any way possible. I will try to pleasure him and provide his every need. That's a level of loyalty some of you niggas ain't built to withstand, but that's a story for a different day. Now, listen, I'm going to let Dwayne speak on that first, because I know Dwayne got a strong opinion on that topic.
I'm going to let this go. I can't. That is, I don't even know how to even articulate myself with that one. Because,
listen, I can feel your facial expressions as I was reading.
Right, I'm sitting there like, yo, you can't say that you're not, but yet again, you go into a whole situation of that you are.
Right. When the production manager said that to me, I'm looking at it and I'm like, how we gonna, if you gonna say you're not gay, right? Saying you're not gay, you can't turn around and say five statements in a row that are all gay and then say I'm not gay.
Right.
And there's no, and here's the thing, like, because I need people to understand the difference between homophobia and stupidity, right? Like, a lot of people be acting like because somebody is gay that it's homophobia. And it's not that it's homophobia. It's far from homophobia because you're gay. It's just y'all be saying some of the dumbest stuff, doing some of the dumbest stuff, and then want to call yourselves straight. Like, bruh, listen. Don't get mad at me for this statement. Indeed, you can tell me if I'm wrong for saying this if you want to, but you can't. But you can't do all of that foolishness and then come back and say that you're straight. You just can't. There's no way. And then y'all want to get here's one thing I told the production manager a few weeks ago. I was like, one of the hardest things to do right now is be black and be heterosexual. It doesn't matter whether you are male or a female at this point. Like, we are getting beat up just because we don't want to sleep with the same sex. Like, you got women who are being castrated by their coworkers, their friends, their peers. You got men who are now being harassed like women used to get harassed back in the day by men. And I'm like, bruh, I had to tell a dude a couple of weeks ago, bruh, I will shoot you. Like, no disrespect to you, but I will shoot you. There's nothing about you that I like, so leave me alone. This is now harassment.
I don't understand it, man. Like, yo, if you want to be what you are, just say what you are. This is the problem. I'm going to tell you like that. That's the whole problem nowadays. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these people don't want people to just like, oh, I'm, you don't want nobody to go at you and you know what I mean, and say anything bad. But yet again, you sit here and then, but you're gay, but yet again, you don't want to say what you are. You know what I mean? You don't want to live your truth. It is what it
and
is.
And that's the most important thing. Like, they don't want to acknowledge the truth. Not, listen, we're not mad at nobody for being gay, man. If you do what you do, do what you do. Like, my biggest thing, and people get mad at me for saying this, and I'm going to say it one last time, I don't believe in gay rights. And people are like, what? I said, what you do with your body on your own personal time has nothing to do with rights. Those are choices. If you want to go out there and mutilate and castrate your body and become a boy or a girl and do all the different things that you do, that's on you. If your sexual orientation want to flip-flop and do all of that stuff, all of that's on you. It's like anything else. If you don't want to accept it, remove yourself away from it. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know what we're going to be doing. It's our favorite part of the day. It is what day it is. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. Us players from the south, we representing. And trying to keep these player haters off our tip. Never messing with them flaws, clicks and crews. And bucking down busters that be acting rude.
And these busters and these girls on some other shit. They like to talk behind your back, but in your face they on your tip. So tonight I'll ride tight with my crew. Now what you gonna do when we come for you?
Yeah, boy. That cut right there used to get everything started. But we get ready to jump into what day it is.
Oh boy, here we go.
What you mean?
Here we go.
There's
some these random days.
Yeah. Oh man, you ain't gonna act like I just created it like that. Now this came from the top of the Himalaya mountains to the bottom.
I know. Just these days be fun.
All right, let's get into some good ones. All right, so. Let's go with some days that y'all don't probably know already. We're going to do more than just national. We're going to do International Day today. All right, so International Day. Today is International Beaver Day. Hey, bro, I didn't make these up. Like, this is what the people say. We also got Global.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, we got Global Engineer Day. So for all my engineers out there, happy Engineer Day to you guys. And then I don't even know what this is. It's International Snail Paper Day. What, they make paper out of snails? I don't know.
And then
one more international day. This International Day is for everybody outside the United States. Today is Metric System Day. You know, I like the metric system better than the American Standard System. The metric system is a whole lot easier to use.
It depends, right? You know what I mean? It depends on what I'm trying to measure. So.
Okay, so what do you use your metric? What do you use your metric for? What do you use?
Like, see, look, there we go. You're a freaking perv, you know what I'm saying?
What?
You're a perv, bro.
No, I didn't even say that. I just had a question.
I know where you was going with it.
Well, listen, hey, that metric system will make a nigga sound low, won't it?
See, there we go.
Hey, that metric system. Hey, the metric system. I have a dude fool. Get in the house and be like, oh, you got such and such. Yeah, that's the metric though, baby. All right, y'all. Oh, let me keep going. Oh, I ain't gonna play with Dwayne tonight. Dwayne will get me in trouble. All right, the first Wednesday in April is International Walking Day. So I hope y'all fat asses got up off y'all couches or got up off y'all, you know, chairs at work and then just roll them across the room and actually walk somewhere. All right, let's see. What else we have? We got a few more things here. We also have National Day of Hope. So I hope some of y'all found some hope. We also have National Book Mobile Day. Reason why that's important is because this is National Library Week. So on Wednesday of National Library Week is National Book Mobile Day, which I guess means, I don't know, I'm not going to try to figure it out. Boy, this is, Dwayne, this one right here, this is almost 90% of lazy niggas everywhere. Today is National No Housework Day.
I wish I would have known that.
Boy, you could have got out of some work today, boy.
No, man, I don't wash the dishes and everything today. God,
listen,
man.
Washing dishes, folding clothes, and shit, bro. Today, listen, on top of that, no housework day falls on the same day as National Beer Day. So you could have did absolutely no housework and had a beer, and you would have been perfectly legal.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, put it on your calendar for next year so that way when you roll around and the old lady be looking at you like you're crazy, like, listen, this is my day. Leave me alone.
Right.
I ain't did nothing but what they said we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
All right. Today is also National Coffee Cake Day. And then this one I just found to be absolutely hilarious. And this is why I saved it for last. Today is also National Girl Me Too Day.
What?
Girl Me Too. Now, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it has to do with anything. But I'm going to tell you how I'm going to use it. Girl, me too. You want some chicken? Girl, me too.
I was about to say something like, oh, really?
No.
Me too, man. Huh? I like girls. Oh, yeah, me too.
Hey, you can go with it. It still works. It still works, man. I just, listen, I love these because, man, you never, like, none of these ever really get old. I could do those every single day of the week, and I'm still going to enjoy them because they be crazy. Like, today wasn't that bad, but, you know, so it's cool.
All right. Yeah. Today wasn't that bad because we done had some days that's been, come on, really? Come on, yeah.
I don't make them up, man. I just go support them. Man, if y'all want to see those, they are on DJ's Roundtable. The production managers are throwing them up on the walls and stuff like that. So if you want to go see all the information and look at it or share it, it's right there on DJ's Roundtable. Just go in, click on it, share it so people can know what those days are, and we gratefully appreciate it. All right, man, we're going to move on to birthdays because we haven't done a show in about a week, so we're going to cover some highlights of some birthdays. So April 1st was my second son's birthday, Elijah. He turned 18. April the 2nd is Marvin Gaye's birthday. April the 3rd is Eddie Murphy and Ari Spears' birthday. April the 4th is Maya Angelou, Jill Scott, and Kelly Price. God damn.
All soul, man.
Bro, listen.
All soul.
Listen, the beginning of April is a powerhouse, bro. April 5th,
right.
Pharrell Williams, Sterling K. Brown, Judge Greg Mathis. April 7th, Jeremy Meeks, Billie Holiday. Like, bro, if April 1st through 7th, if you can't find somebody in that bitch that you like to celebrate, you can't find nobody in no month.
Actually, bruh, my homeboy's birthday was yesterday, too. It was Monday. Matter of fact, Monday.
Bro, like, I ain't gonna lie, man. Aries is doing it big. I've been looking at these Aries' birthday, and I don't know, Aries might be kind of strong now. I know everybody else love their sign, but Aries coming in kicking in the dope.
Here we go.
Bro, listen, bro. First of all, Marvin Gaye and Billie Holiday are both two voices of generations.
I got you.
I'm just saying, bro. I ain't disrespecting nobody. This ain't even my sign. I'm just saying, those are just strong, bro.
Don't matter to me. I'm a
cancer
anyway, so what's up?
B, you ever had a girl buy you a drink at the club?
Yep.
B, this is for you then. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
T-Pain.
Young
Jock.
Yeah.
Hey, she's snapping.
Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the grid. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink.
I'm in the break,
we in the bed like,
ooh, big pimpin'. Tell me how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece, deserve Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both back tipsy, you stay in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let the pain sing it, so he can make it clear.
I'ma find you a drink.
All right, T-Pain in the house, dropping off some love real quick. Man, listen, Helen is not here, but y'all, if y'all want to get some great makeup, some great items, go to fallenangelscosmetics.com and go shop, support your girl, tell Helen that Big Bap and Friends sent you. All right, guys, we are getting ready to talk about a little bit of fun stuff for me and Dwayne, and y'all know what it is. I want to say congratulations to the Baylor Bears on winning their national championship game. D, did you watch the game?
No, I didn't watch neither one.
Don't feel bad, I didn't either.
I intended to watch the, I meant to watch the men's game, but by the time I turned to UCLA, it was getting late. Not UCLA, but what is that? Who the men's was from?
They play Baylor versus Gonzaga.
Yeah, Baylor already was already in the end. So
in the end,
game over.
Bro, they came out flat. That was probably the most dominant game. When I went back and I read it, looked at the highlights, looked at everything that was going on, that was probably the most dominant opening to a game probably since what UNC did to Michigan State.
See, my thing is like this, man. I never really respected Gonzaga, for real, for real. They had it easy every year. Whatever, I don't know what conference they play in. And they beat them. You know what I mean? They be beating up on those little – they don't play like real – they play about at least two teams that ranked.
What they play? They play the University of Sweden.
You know what I mean? They play like Utah State and all that crazy North Dakota. They play those teams up there, you know what I'm saying, like – And I can't. You got to beat who you put in front of you. So yeah,
right.
They're beating the people that they, you know what I'm saying. You can't fault them for that. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean. Like they shouldn't be. It should be like a different kind of weighted schedule. You know what I'm saying? Like a weighted. They shouldn't be a number one seed. You know what I'm saying?
I think at this point. And this is just me. Maybe I'm a jackass for saying this like this, and I know this might piss off some peers, but I feel like Gonzaga in basketball should be in the Pac-12.
Exactly. Put them in there.
I don't care what you do with the rest of the crazy thing.
This is the crazy thing, because next year they're making them play Duke, North Carolina. I think they're playing they're going to be playing in the power. They got to play at least two or three teams out of those power conferences. So you'll see what the fuck. And then they're not going to play like the bottom tier of those conferences either. You know what I'm saying?
With Gonzaga, with so many of, and this is why people get mad at me, and I say this all the time. The thing that I love about certain coaches, and, you know, certain coaches will go out and play the most dastardly schedule that you can pick. When I think about it, I look at teams like North Carolina will do it, West Virginia will do it, schools like Iowa will do it. The Big Ten, the Big East will do it. But then you got teams like the SEC, and don't get me wrong, SEC, no knock to them, but they're gonna play the most cupcake ass schedule. And then most of the teams
you gotta look at it with the SEC. SEC is different because that's a football conference. And you see how big the SEC is anyway. So you're looking at teams like, okay, Alabama is all right. Well, they just got good. Auburn just got good. Tennessee's always been good. Kentucky's always been good. Kansas always been good in basketball. So if you take out Kansas and Kentucky,
Kansas to the side. Is in the Big Ten. Kansas in the Big 12.
No, they're not.
Yeah, Kansas is not in the SEC. They in the same conference with Texas, Oklahoma.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that. But what I'm saying is you got Kentucky and Tennessee, right? Arkansas up and down, you know what I'm saying? Every two years they get a good team in there, you know what I'm saying? What's another mix?
Georgia.
Then you got teams like Florida.
Florida State, ACC.
Yeah, because Florida's the ACC. So, yeah, teams like Florida.
Yeah, but I mean, even when you go look at it, like consistently, the only school that's truly, really, really been like good or great over any period of time had been Kentucky for a while. The rest of those
Kentucky
schools, they might
and
have
what you call it. Well, you know what, Kentucky and Tennessee.
Tennessee's been all right, but Tennessee usually don't even get past the Sweet 16.
What I'm saying is those are your top-tier schools for basketball in the SEC.
That's scary. I would be more afraid of East schedule than an SEC schedule when it comes to basketball.
I'm not saying it that way, but I'm just saying it's because the SEC is – they got so many – There's so many teams in the SEC. There's more teams in the SEC than any other conference besides the, Pac-12? Yeah. Is it Pac-10 or Pac-12? Whatever. You don't
Pac-12
know. So you got to look at it like that. So you have to play those teams. You have to play the teams in your conference. So, you know what I mean? And it is what it is. That's why Kentucky always come out of there looking good. You know what I'm saying? All right, you gonna throw Alabama on me? Cool, that's a W. You gonna throw Auburn on me? All right. We actually got to play that game. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing that we really got to deal with, for real, besides and I think Texas Tech. Is it Texas Tech? No, not Texas Tech. It's one of those crazy little Texas teams that they got. So, yeah, you know what I mean? So you got to play those. But you talk about the, now if you was to flip that around and be like, okay, you see what the SEC does in football besides basketball, though.
Yeah, but that's football.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but even with basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the people look at it. Oh, you know what I mean? How the hell a team like, you know, like Notre Dame get, you know what I mean, get into the playoffs and they ain't playing nobody. You know what I'm saying? And you got teams in the SEC is like, yo, we way better than them. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it looks, you know.
So technically, so I want to look it up because I wanted to be accurate in this because I thought what I was about to say was right. SEC does not have more teams than any other conference. It's actually a tie between the SEC, the Big Ten, and the ACC. But when ACC is allowed to count Notre Dame, the ACC technically is the biggest conference.
Okay. Okay.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like that. That's what I said. I'm not disrespecting the SEC, but it's like, I mean, when you look at the list, I mean, most years Kentucky might have a good year, Florida might have a good year. Tennessee might have a good year. We're just talking about on average. Most of the time, the SEC doesn't really do that well sending people to the tournament. But, you know, neither here nor there. But let's move on to
you got to send them, though. Cause they, you got to send the team from there because they won it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you gotta send, you know, a dog get fleas. That don't mean you send him to the show to see if he wins, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanna do something because this is personal to me. I wanna say shout out to Warren Williams for stepping down, one of the most successful coaches in college basketball history. But more importantly, shout out to Hubert Davis for getting the job. I'm excited to see what he's going to do and what youth he's going to bring to the Carolina system. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got some fun stuff to get into and some great things to talk about. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You love something, let it go. It's going back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. Hold me down, baby.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day.
Hold me down, niggas wanna know me now. Didn't wanna play with me when to show me how. Know me out, cause it's all about the bark. If the dog goes, baby, it's about to spark. Light up the night like the 4th of July. Niggas know when I let go, niggas die. If it's why, and you don't know, you slow like Baltimore. If you ain't trying to go, you blow. I soak up all the pain and accept it in silence. When I let go, it's violence, it's the wildest. It's the dog walking up the tree for the cat. In the fog, what y'all niggas see is a bat. Flapping away, but I'm blind like Stevie. Niggas don't hear me, still trying to see me. Stop being greedy, you heard what I said. Let me go, let me flow.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on and I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on and I'll be gone any day.
I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. And yo, it's cold on this level, cause it's twice as deep. But you don't hear me, ignorance is bliss, and so on. Sometimes it's better to be thought dumb, shall I go on? Yo, on the real, with the deal, it's a mystery. How is it I can live and make history? If you don't see it, then it wasn't meant for you to see. If you wasn't born with it, it wasn't meant for you to be. But you can't blame me for not wanting to be held. Locked down in a cell, with a soul can't dwell. This is hell, call me the devil and give me the key. But can't be worse than the curse that was given to me. It's what I live for, you take away that, and I'm gone. There's a difference between doing wrong and
I take it there, baby, yes.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I be gone any day.
I'ma flow regardless, because I'm an artist until I'm trapped. I'ma continue to hit the hardest, whether I scrap or rap. You give me dap, but you ain't my friend. I see it in your eyes, you contemplate my end. You waking for that bend in the road, when you were told that you were gold, when you were old. If you died young, it was cold. So, not for nearly what it was worth. Think back, 26 years, be like, what if this birth was a miscarriage, and I never existed? Have I given something that if taken away, you dismissed it? Didn't know that I persisted, it was a call of the wild. I merely say what's in my heart, and you call it a style. Don't put it in a cage, don't mistreat it. You say you hunger for knowledge, here it is, eat it. Another song completed, it's another thought captured. Yes. Let me do my thing, I got it locked with this rap shit.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Take my breath. I'ma die anyway, but I'll be gone any day. Don't give me death.
Yo, D, I know a lot of people gonna just act like they gonna breathe back by DMX, man. But like, people laugh at me when I say that DMX was one of the most influential persons for me in hip hop. Like, there was. Like, for people who don't understand, when Pac and Biggie died, there was kind of like a lull in hip-hop. Like, not that there wasn't any good music coming out, but it was like, who was going to be like that next energy that like really catapulted themselves and really came strong? And DMX came in, like, people who don't understand music at that time, like, D, that nigga kicked in the door.
Listen here, bro. I don't think you understand, man. That shit fucked me up Saturday morning to even hear it. You know what I'm saying? To hear about it.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then just to listen is like the prayer from that album, from the Dog of Hell is Hot, or the Damien, the first Damien, when he, you know what I'm saying, with that, on that album. And it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? Life and pain, it was all pain, you know what I mean? It was real pain. In his music, you know what I'm saying? That's in his music, you know what I'm saying? You can live through his music. You feel me? So,
bro, like, cause like for me, like for people who, you know, people who don't have, and you know, people who had a perfect life don't understand. Like, when X dropped that album, man, I was going through, like, me personally, like, I'm not going to speak for others, like, I was going through so much, man. I was in a dark place in my life at that time, and just, like, because people don't even understand, this man dropped two critically acclaimed, certified, four-time platinum albums in the same
year. 6 months apart, bro. It was about four months. It was about 4 months because Darkest Hell is Hot came out May or June.
And then the other one came out in
December. Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood came out either October or November.
It was December.
Right.
I remember like it was yesterday because I walked to the store to go get that album. I know for a fact. I walked to the store to get that album.
Yeah. So it's just, you know what I mean? Like, you had to be in New York to feel that energy, bro.
Right.
Had to be
in New York. Bro, I'm loving the way you're expressing yourself, that energy.
Nah, man, like the movement behind it. His first album, that movement. That,
listen,
that movement.
You don't understand. X, because people don't understand, like me, I'm like you, I'm a hip hop head. So I was following him when he was actually really, because people don't even understand. His commercial releases are way more watered down than his underground music.
I can't even call his commercial songs out. You can't water down in music.
But I'm just saying though, he was so dark in his original underground stuff before he signed his commercial deal. Like that. I remember watching, you know, listening to his interview when he talked about his name change and why he just decided to go by DMX full time, and he was like. He said when he wrote his first album, he was trying to pull himself out of being so dark. He said because he wanted to use his darkness to inspire people and not use darkness to take people down a darker hole.
Right.
And so,
well,
like,
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's crazy.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's just crazy, man, because, like, for me, like, I can't speak for the younger generation. And I can't speak for the older cats who didn't really get into X like we did. But, man, the like, people don't even understand. Because people get excited about his first two albums, but people don't even understand. His first three albums are all certified classics in hip-hop.
Yeah. Wasn't it the Great Depression after?
Yep.
It was the Great Depression.
No, it goes... Hot as Hell. Then you got Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. Album is Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. And then the third album is Then There Was the X.
Yeah, Then There Was X. And then, yeah, then it was, then
Great
it was the Great Depression. And then after that, Grand Champ was tough, too. Grand Champ was his fifth one.
Hey, Grand Champ went hard, boss.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, two more after that.
But that's why, like, I wanted to, for me personally, I didn't want to rush past X. I didn't want to breeze through X because X was one of those dudes. Like when X came in the room, you felt his energy, you felt his presence.
Oh yeah.
Like X is never. You got some rappers that when you put a, like X is one of those albums. If you accidentally played song one, you gotta let the whole album ride.
Oh yeah.
Like X ain't like somebody. Like X is somebody you put on for a car ride. Like you know you getting ready to go on like a 4-hour car ride. Just throw X in. You can play all five of his albums back to back to back and really don't have to listen to nobody else.
See, look, you want to talk about drill music. This is the original drill music. You want to go out and do some things that you ain't supposed to do? Yeah, go listen to that. Go listen to that music.
Let me get you on from a nigga.
Right. You get you, you know what I'm saying? He had it all. Bad, he had slipping.
Man, but I want to shout that out, man, because we definitely got to love, man, and regardless of what happens in this situation with X, man, I just want people, regardless of whether it go good or whether it go bad, man, appreciate the space that he was in and the time that he was in. If you don't know X's music like that. And don't really appreciate the culture and time, because you know you're talking about the late '90s, and that was a really like the late '90s was a really special place because the world was really evolving and didn't kind of know what it was going to do next. During that time space, whether you talk about music, whether you talk about culture. Whether you talk about technology, like that was a really weird time period because a lot of things was rapidly changing and looking different. Stocks was really becoming a super massive thing. Technology was really becoming a super massive thing. And how we looked at things regionally was still beginning to change. And X was one of those transcendent figures where it didn't matter whether he was rapping in New York, Miami, or London. Like, when that man got on the stage, like, you remember that one live performance he was having where it looked like he was performing and the whole world showed up?
That was Woodstock.
Bruh. And I tell people all the time, like, anytime you can go perform and it damn near look like you just left your whole, like, people don't understand, this man used to leave his whole soul on the stage. This man used to cry.
It's the energy,
at his concert.
Bro. It's the energy. It's the energy. He said it himself. He was like, yo, I put so much energy out there. That's what it is, man. It's my energy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting, I got to let this energy out, man. You got to feel me.
You gotta feel me, bro. Like, and that's the thing I love about X, man. You gotta feel it, man. But not only that, though, the loyalty that he had to his crew, like, that's the thing I think a lot of people will also look at, too. Like, he was loyal to his crew.
Right.
Like, you know, you got some celebrities that get some stardom and some fame, and they don't go back and reach back. Like, he still messed with, you know, all of the Rough Riders. He still messed with Lox. He still messed with Eve. Like, he still messed with the entire crew. If they wrote a track, and, you know, of course, X going in the studio, you got to get that nigga to the studio first. Like, people don't understand how hard it was to get that nigga to the studio. But
it was not even that. It was like, yo, it'd be getting him to go on tour. You know what I'm saying? It was tour date.
Bro, his work ethic was crazy.
He could go. He was like, yo, he'll come to the studio all day. It was like, yo, it's just getting him to go to the damn, what's that, to like a club or, you know what I'm saying, to a show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They canceled. They lost more money off of canceling shows. Man, you know what I'm saying?
So, yes, man.
That's what it was, you know what I mean? But if anybody really want to know, you know what I'm saying, listen, I don't like to plug other people's shit because they don't pay me. But go watch the Rough Rider doc.
Yeah.
That they put out. He really, you know what I'm saying, he really understand what it is with him. And he got us. He's supposed to have an album that was supposed to be coming out.
Yep.
That was almost done. So, and if you really want to listen to, like, some of his music, man, go ahead and watch his verses that he did with Snoop.
Yeah. Mad energy, man. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take it over to the West Coast. If y'all don't remember this album, this is off the Godzilla album. This is my boy Yuck Mouth. We're going to do it B.I.
Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging Major D since I was knee-high. Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging Major D since I was knee-high.
When you was breakdancing and back spinning on your linoleum, my niggas rap 1,000 grams with petroleum. Jelly, real life belly, it ain't shit that you can tell me once you trapped in the belly of the beast with niggas wait on the commissary, locked in solitary confinement. No more grinding, wifey pounding diamonds. I'm a frontline soldier like a lineman. Guns firing, sirens, that's all in my environment. Gangsters, pimps, thugs, that's all in my environment. Niggas that slung drugs with no thoughts of retirement. Balling, time and grinding, that's all in my environment. Experiment, when I blaze you up, fuck the fire, man. Call the corner, set up shop on the corner. With rocks and marijuana, make it hot as a sauna. It's just another day in Oakland, California. I touch G's and never had a diploma like that.
Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the VI. And I've been slaying major D since I was knee high. Till the day that I died, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slaying major D since I was knee high.
When you was learning how to boogaloo and pop lock, I was backing opium and blooms at the hop spot. And slaying double ups the goons at the rock spot. We got the block lock and give a fuck if the cops watch. Just chop chop, I turn your car into a drop top. Just like a chop shop, brap brap, make a cop drop. Keep your mouth shut, our neighbors don't talk to cops about us. They know we coming to they fucking house up. Rock your ounce up with your little arm and hammer. I'm breaking pounds up with jackknifes and sledgehammers. Some of my niggas in the feds locked up in the slammer. Some of my niggas got bread and headed for Atlanta. My family put the murder game down like Alpo. I hate my algebra class but still love to count dough. Niggas was breaking like turbo and ozone. I was pushing ozone to block into the dope cone.
Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging major D since I was knee high. Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging major D since I was knee high.
When you was spinning techniques, learning DJ shit, I was trying to touch 100 keys like Freeway Rick. I was rolling with a Mossberg like DJ Quick. I hear the feds in the D.A. here, over here say shit. The block hot like a heat wave hit, but I'm a bubble on the low, just like freeway shit. I'ma follow all the codes, never be a snitch. Just concentrate on this D I whip and this B I flip. I stay feeling down in mobster suits. If you talk to cops, I shoot, let the chopper loose. Rest in peace to Tupac and Big Papa too. I never boogaloo like Shabba do. I'm a monster dude.
Till the day that I die, do it B I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging major D since I was knee high. Till the day that I die, do it B.I. Since I was born, I was taught to keep it P.I. I'm that nigga thugged out in the V.I. And I've been slinging major D since I was knee high.
Alright, y'all, we are back, man. Shout out to my homegirl Helen. She is out this week, man. She is on spring break with the kids. One thing that we believe in is promoting family environment and family atmosphere and family fun. If you're not doing it for the family, you're not doing it for the right reason. So shout out to my girl Helen for doing her thing. Man, we're going to get back into it, man. We got Black People of Dope. I know you probably don't have anybody because you usually don't. I ain't going to put you on the spot. So I got somebody for us. And I'm gonna go down the list of what this person has done, and when I get done, I'm gonna bring you back in, and I guarantee you, you're going to be able to tell me exactly who this person is. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna mute Dwayne because I know he's gonna get excited, and I don't want him to say it, and I don't want to hear it, and I don't want y'all to hear it. So. I was looking up at this person, and I was like, man, this dude did a lot of work, man. So he is the second longest-running cast member on Mad TV. He's had over 100. He's appeared on over 198 episodes to date. This man has hosted 2 AVN Awards. For those of y'all don't know, go to Vegas, that's the fucking awards for the fucking that goes on and all the porn that y'all watch anyway. Okay? This is a list, and I'm not going to go over the entire list, but this is the list of people that he can impersonate at a moment's notice. 50 Cent, Flex Alexander, Wayne Brady, Bobby Brown, James Brown, the sportscaster, Kobe Bryant, Ray Charles, Sean Combs, Bill Cosby, Sammy Davis Jr., Oscar De La Hoya, DMX, Snoop Dogg, Missy Elliott, Kevin Eubanks, Louis Farrakhan, Jamie Foxx, Red Fox, Stedman Graham, Bryant Gumbel, Evander Holyfield, AI, Jesse Jackson, Michael Jackson, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Juvenile, R. Kelly, Alan Keyes, Chaka Khan, Don King, Martin Luther King Jr., Queen Latifah, Martin Lawrence, Jill LaVert, Lil Richard, LL Cool J, Malcolm X, Mace, MC Hammer, Paul Mooney, Eddie Murphy, Shaquille O'Neal, Bill Bojangles Robinson, Al Roker, Isabel Sanford, O.J. Simpson, Cisco, Ruben Studdard, Mike Tyson, Denzel Washington, and Mother Love. D, who am I talking about? Because I know you know who this man is.
Larry Spears, you said it earlier, though.
Yes, man, you got to give it to him. Bro, when I tell you I love that dude, and I want to give him his roses now, because as a kid, as a young man growing up, it was nothing like watching that man. This man, he had better raps mimicking people than some rap artists had coming out making their own album. I'm trying to get to a point, and this is what I'm trying to get people to understand, man. Like, we have to celebrate the greatness. I mean, to watch this man get up and imitate so many people back to back to back. I mean, and he would literally be performing, and people would just call out a name, and he would literally just switch and go into full character of somebody else, man. That, first of all, it's hard enough for some people.
I've seen him in, I went to a live show with him, man. This dude, he's actually funny because he roasted this one dude for no reason. He roasted
right.
Shit out of him, too.
Listen. And what people don't realize, he can roast you in other people's style, but then he can come all the way out of that style and do his own and still destroy your ass.
Yeah, he roasted the shit out of Buddy. I thought Buddy was part of the show. That's how bad he was giving it to him.
Hey.
Because what happened was, man, he's an African dude, for one, and he kept getting up, you know what I mean? He kept getting up, and his feet was by the stage. So he gave that nigga straight business. I was like, God damn. He heated that motherfucker up for at least about a half hour and then went back at him just cause for another 15, like after he got done with his wrestling. That was funny.
Oh, boy. Look, listen, I tell people all the time, the worst person that you can do is get somebody who get paid professionally to tell jokes to focus in on your ass. I'm sorry. I like to think that I am a funny individual, but listen, certain people, if they get going, I don't want no parts of them. He is one of
right.
them. Like him, it's a few people out there. If they get going, like you... you, LaBelle Crawford, if he get to going on you, it's over.
I love LaBelle Crawford, though.
Listen, said the entertainer, if he really get going in on you, it's over.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's why I said, like, this. I want to make sure that we take care of the arts in this month. And comedians are... Like, it is a real art form. A lot of people think that they can tell jokes. It is hard to captivate people 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. Like, it is hard to do stuff like that. Like, so
right.
many people, they think they funny, D. They think they funny until you put a microphone and a stage, put them on a stage and put a microphone in their hand and say, go. Oh, you find out real quick just how funny people really ain't. I'm gonna just go up here and tell a joke. And do 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 do, do. And the next thing you know, they get me in with a goddamn drink.
The crazy thing is like I was with a couple of friends of mine. We was just out and about, we was going and we was walking by comedy clubs. motherfuckers, you know what I mean? You know what it is. We going to a regular club, and we walk by the club, and it was like, yo, I dare you go up there, and you know, man, I'm fucked up. I dare you to go in there and do, because it was an open night. I was like, man, you make some fuck out of here. I ain't going to embarrass myself.
We got a caller in out of the 561. Let's see what we got going on. Caller from the 561, you on with Big Bap and D. What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, shit. We got the DJ in the house. DJ AJ, what it do, Pimpin?
What it do, Pimpin, man? How y'all doing out there?
Man, we doing good, man. This is an all-fella show tonight. We ain't had no female energy at all on this show tonight.
No female energy?
Nothing like bro, I think this is the first time it's been all dudes on this show in about a year.
Listen, it might be that night.
Hey, listen, that means somebody somewhere getting some head.
Somebody, right? All the females are gone. They ain't on here.
Listen, all the females are busy. Somebody sucking dick right now.
It's very well possible. Somebody happy right now. It ain't us.
I'm working. I don't know what you're doing. I'm working.
I just got to the hive, man. Thought I'd call time in on the convo.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen, this is my personal DJ, y'all. When we get ready to do all of our events starting at the end of the year going into 2022, this man will be in the building. This is one of the best DJs in the world. He's definitely my favorite DJ in Florida. This is DJ AJ from the Dirty DJs. What a do, Pimpin'.
Man, listen, man. I'm just out here trying to make sure everybody have a good time. When you're in the club or you're in a party, you're at a venue, you're at any event I'm at, I want you to be moving your feet. If you ain't moving your feet, you move your ass. If you ain't moving your ass, you move your head. If your head ain't moving, you move your neck. If you ain't got none of that shit, you move your chest.
Listen, that nigga get a whole body. He get a whole body. Work your body, body. Work your
sense.
Body, body. Listen, I love it, D. Now, what you got coming up in the future, man? Give a shout-out. What you got coming up? What's going on?
Well, how you doing, DJ AJ? Like you said, a nice introduction. In the future right now, of course, I got our event in Texas going down, so I'm very well ready for that, you know. In the meantime, got a couple of 216s, couple weddings coming up. No, other than that, just living life, you know, with my daughter. She's playing volleyball right now, you know, making sure she's good so she can get that scholarship on point, keep daddy pockets down a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Life, man. You know, and, do a little trading, you know, a trade on my off time. I do a little trading, you know, stocks and trading currency. So I'm looking at Forex life, if anybody know what that is. In on HFX type of vibe, so trying to get money everywhere. You know, you got to be a hustler to live these days. The government ain't going to let you live for free.
Right.
77 streams of income.
Yes, sir. Best believe it. Boy, I still got some of that goddamn cream from you, that buttercream, whatever you call it. That thing good, silky smooth. Y'all ain't got that from my boy. You must get it. Please get it, boy. Fellas, the ladies going to love that shit, boy.
Listen, it's crazy, dude, because all I've been making for, like, the last, like, 2 weeks is sage, man. They've been busting my head on the sage. But I'm actually getting ready to drop some shea butters and some shea lotions over the next couple of weeks. So, man, if y'all need something, get at your boy, man. I appreciate the plug on that one, man. I love you, bro.
Oh, yeah, that shea butter, the truth, boy. Trust me, it's the truth. I ain't never been not asked you this long in my life. I got rough skin. I'm talking about I got slave skin, goddamn. I get out of the shower and that just dry up.
Man, I can't play with you, y'all. Listen, man, we got to take a quick commercial break, man. DJ, stay on the line, man. I'm going to bring you back as we close out the show, man. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll do.
Break.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you to the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to spend on your side.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way.
How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you by how strong I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get your bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this. After you woke up a sweat, you can play with me. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your girl, not in your
I
hand.
I can't get to the candy shop. I let you lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it down like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. Right at the right time. Lights on, a light source. She like a so seductive. You should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we.
Alright, y'all. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, man. We are always working on trying to improve the quality of the show and the content for our listeners. If you would like to hear more content, please reach out to our producer and please donate to us through Cash App. If you would like to donate, it's LuxuriaFC1 through Cash App. So $LUXURIAFC1. Please donate, donate, donate. Everything that you do, we put back into the show to make it do what it do. Also, make sure if you want to enter the raffle, we didn't have a raffle today because we had no people enter. To enter the raffle, it is $5 per entry for the raffle, and then you must call in on the show once we announce that you won to claim your prize. Guys, we've been giving away gift cards. We didn't give away bicycles. We've been giving away all types of stuff. We got video games. We got all types of stuff that's out there. So don't miss your opportunity to win something because you decided that you didn't want to spend $5 with your boy. All right, man. I got my boy DJ AJ in the building with my boy Dwayne, and this time for us to wrap up the show. So DJ AJ, I'm going to do something.
What's up,
you don't
brother?
Know what we normally do. This is how we end the show, and I'm glad you're here because you are one of the most influential Black brothers that I have met in Palm Beach County since I moved here.
And, yes, sir.
And so but this is what we do to end our show, every single show, is we actually tell people to give a positive word of the day. It could be a single word. It can be a statement. It can be an affirmation. It can be a prayer. It can be whatever it is that you want to be. But we just ask you, give the people a positive word before you leave the show. So, DJ AJ, give the people a positive word, my brother.
Well, listen, man, with this here, I stepped into this lifestyle about ever since I met the lady of my life right now. And she's been teaching me about this. And my word of the night is manifestations. Please, manifestation. Speak everything into existence, and it shall come to you and to whoever you speak it into. Y'all stay blessed.
Man, I love you, my brother, man. And you got, man, take care of that beautiful queen that you got, man. She loves you. She stands by your side. And that is a beautiful thing to see, Black love in the Black community, man. So I love you. I'm
yes,
proud
sir.
Of you, man. Keep doing your thing, man.
All love, brother.
D, you know what time it is. You up, player?
Man, I'm going to go back. It's just been on me, man. I'm going to go back to what I said the last time, man. You know what I mean? Living your truth, live on your word. You say it, then do it. You know what I mean? Don't bullshit it. You know what I mean? Don't do any false shit. That's out of character. That's it.
Hi,
Have a good night. All right, guys. My word of the day tonight is it's time to get up and go. Right? Let me tell you what I mean by that, because a lot of people think that when you say get up and go, that means run away or run from something. But no, this is what I mean. We're not doing what we want to do, not because we can't, but it's often because we accept distractions, we accept obstacles, and we accept things to get in our way. Most often, those things are people. The biggest reason that so many people are not successful is because they allow things to stay in their life, or we circle back to things that we've already outgrown or moved past. So in this day and in this age, as we grow, as we believe, as we teach, as we manifest, as we love, as we pray, and as we humble ourselves, remember, when something is hindering you from getting what and where you need to get in life, get up, remove yourself from the situation, recalibrate yourself, refocus yourself, and repurpose yourself. Because the only thing that is stopping you from being great is the decision to choose to not get up and go. All right? I love y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with this song. Originally, I was going to end the show tonight with a DMX song, but this song hit me in my heart. Because when I sat back and I listened to this rapper was one of my favorite rappers in the 90s when I was in high school. DMX was definitely one of my favorite rappers. But this rapper right here, he may not get all the critical acclaim that some rappers get, but if you go back and you listen to his first 3, 4, 5 albums, everything that this man put out was just classic after classic after classic. So I love y'all. I holla. But we want to know what y'all going to do when he comes.
Yeah. God. That's me. You know we're waiting on your arrival. All the trials and tribulations of everyday life, Lord, we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you, God. We're waiting on you, Father. We say the vengeance is yours.
Ready to ride. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for everyone under the sound of my voice that they come to know you as Lord and Savior of their lives. Help us, Lord, to understand that you are soon to come and that you are coming for people who won't have time to get ready but must already be ready. For in the twinkling of an eye, you shall appear and receive your own unto yourself. Our heart's desire, O Lord, is to be ready when you come. Help us, Lord, to forgive one another just as you forgave on Calvary's cross. Help us to love one another just as you loved and gave your only Son that we should not perish but have everlasting life. Help us, Lord, to stand in your righteousness and pull down every barrier of racial and ethnic and social and economic division. Help us to see and recognize the value and self-worth that you've created in everyone and in ourselves, to develop meaningful relationships with one another and especially with you. Help us, Lord, to lay aside everything that would keep us from knowing you in the free pardon of our sins. For when you come, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen.